public hearing on our budget for December 5th, 2023. Present is Tina DeCall, Office Manager, Dave Sanderson, Finance, Bruce Monson, Jerry Dunaway, and myself, RBCO Trustees. Scott and Jay will be here. They're delayed. Okay. Have a summary of the 2024 budget.
Just gotta ask if there's any public comment.
Any public comment?
Open the public hearing for public comment.
Well, you open the public hearing, public comment now. Give them 3 minutes. We don't have any public here, so. When you going back to Tom there, Samoa, wherever you have
to. Oh, I'm done with them guys.
Oh.
COVID kind of messed
up. Oh, I didn't know. I thought maybe.
It was fine with me, though. I'd have to go in there like 8 times. You know, that flight was a...
Long flight. I know, I made it before.
12 further, hours.
Gone further.
Yeah.
We're going to do your skirt.
I don't know. Wear it for Halloween.
You should have wore it down at Newman's.
I wouldn't even wear it
there.
When
I tried to get you.
I wouldn't even wear it there. And my buddies that were there, the accounting firm, they wore them.
You should have wore it down at BJ's wedding.
Yeah.
All of Mark's people were there. I don't think they'll put it on.
They had a smoked pig.
I know, it was good.
Motion to approve the budget.
Did you close the public hearing?
Not yet. We'll go through this and not close it.
No, you got to close it and then accept it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll now close the public hearing. Move on for a vote on the budget.
Motion to approve.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. You need to sign that. Here, why don't you sign? Yeah, why don't you sign that? We'll just tear that out of there.
Here comes the problem.
Okay.
Afternoon, Jay. How you doing? Okay, resolution number 2023-1, resolution adopting the district's final 2024 budget. Excuse me. Whereas Coppin Improvement District is a governmental entity charged with providing water service to the residents of the district, and whereas on November 2nd, 2023, the district adopted a tentative budget for the 2024 fiscal year, and whereas the district has provided notice pursuant to Utah Code Annotated 17-1-609 concerning the tentative budget and of the date, time, and place of a public hearing on the same, and whereas the district has made said tentative budget available for public inspection for a period of at least 7 days prior to the public hearing in accordance with Utah Code Annotated 17-1-608, and whereas on December 5th, 2023, at 6 p.m., the district held such public hearing on said tentative budget in accordance with Utah Code Annotated 17-1-1610. Now, therefore, be it resolved as follows, that the tentative budget adopted on November 2nd, as amended, if amended, and attached hereto, being hereby is adopted as the final budget of the district for the 2024 fiscal year. This resolution shall be effective immediately upon posting. Adopt and approve by the majority vote at a duly called meeting of the Board of Trustees on this 5th day of December, 2023.
So I will...
I know, just...
I can edit what Jay did. So don't worry about signing it, but come tomorrow and we'll re-sign it, okay?
Right. Okay. Now I'm going to open the general meeting, regular board meeting, Coppin Improvement District. Review and approve the minutes from the board meeting of November 2nd, 2023.
It's my computer in there.
Who was talking? I was
supposed to be at another meeting.
I thought maybe we had spooks in the house, you know.
Is it just talking and they're like, where's Dave?
No, they're just, they're on something else. That's Nathan's at that one.
Oh. Oh, Summit?
Yeah, Summit County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's Summit County? Oh, Summit County. Never mind.
Yeah, it's a Summit County.
Yeah.
Special Service District.
Yeah. Service Area Number 3.
Yeah.
So we haven't had anybody come back, push back from the public about taking payments, so. And none of them are here, and they... We announced we were having the meeting on the 5th, on Tuesday the 5th last month, so,
yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had to move, so we didn't have to hold two of them back to back.
Yeah, so.
We're all here.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
All right, motion to approve.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor. We want to review and approve the financial report. Excuse me, for November 2022.
District's on a tax year, so calendar year. So this is 11 months out of 12. And next month's water billing, which is beyond... December 31st will be an estimated review based on the winter. It'll add about $17,000 more in revenue. Everything else is in line. Nothing really different than what's happened in the previous months or previous year. Nothing is sticks out other than had a couple leaks with matrix expenses. And your And the second pump was purchased through Nickerson. Well, to repair the one, and then we bought another one.
Yeah, because one's getting pretty marginal. It's getting pretty old.
So they have one on the shelf.
Okay.
That they just have on the shelf.
So what they'll be able to do is when they have one go down, they just come out and bring it with them.
Yeah, so it was about $15,000 to repair the one, and then $13,000 for the new one to sit on the shelf in case we need it.
Hmm. And then we had matrix on that leak on the Gemmo Club. Uh-huh. And that was our leak.
Yeah, that root grew on there.
Really?
It did. It came over. They had to cut it off the main line where the lateral tapped off. Cut off to get the valve to shut it off, and then it actually looped under the. I've got pictures I'll show you after.
Yeah.
Went under the main line, pushed it up the lateral till it flattened down, caused leaks on top. Neat to see. I've never seen that happen before.
Yeah. So the repair and maintenance line is at $50,715. That's going to be a high year because of the pump and because of a couple of water leaks that are kind of unusual.
Things happen.
Yeah, they happen.
It hasn't got Scott's uncle on it, has it? You know what I mean, don't you? Mm-hmm. That White City attorney?
Oh, Paul Ashton, no.
I call him Scott, so.
Scott, the attorney there is Nathan Harbison. It's Nathan. He used to be here.
Yeah, Nathan Bracken.
Yeah. He's up there. They got a few more issues. They got wells, people not complying. They got a mixed bag there.
It's kind of hard when those people had those all their life, you know, and all of a sudden you want to cut them off.
Yeah, Mark Eaton lived up there.
Oh, yeah.
Peekaboo Street, if you remember her. She was in the Olympics.
Who?
Peekaboo Street, skier.
And so was, what's her name? She just retired. She's doing sleep advertisements. Downhill skier lady.
So the district has about $330,000, and that's about 1 year's worth of stuff. So that's very full in my opinion. And then you got 2 more years paying on the bond.
That's a good way to keep it, isn't it, though? Full like that?
Well, yeah. Well, if Scott would ever do his chlorine room.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That needs to be addressed. That's getting...
That's scary.
Scary.
All right. Motion to approve budget.
Second.
Financial report. Second.
Okay, discussion on 2024 budget.
You already took care of that.
Public hearing. Adopt the resolution. Board of canvassers for 2024 elections. Final results for Dan Hagen, Harvest Hill, and 2C. Motion to accept and resolution.
Okay, so you need to read, you got to read that.
Okay. 192 votes were cast out of 4,500 voters for 42.67.
Wait, no, 450 voters.
Oh. 192 votes were cast out of 450 registered voters for 42.67% rate. Van Hagren got 96.27.67%. Harvey Seal got 87.25.07%. Rebecca Blackburn got 86.24.18%. Royce Fuchs got 31.8.93%. Richard Cude got 26.7.45%. Trevor Patrick got 21.6.05%. Those are the votes in the cast.
That was close. This next paper is your statistics. Yeah. You want to read through those? You don't have. I mean, if you want personally.
We need to read it, Jay.
No.
No, this certification is already on there.
Okay.
Do you have a resolution for that?
Not yet. It's in my inbox.
Ew! It's got to be signed and sent by tomorrow. Okay. Send it to me in the morning. He's going to come and do the other resolution.
Okay.
Okay, and then I will have him sign both. So the resolution will just be that we certify that this is all correct, the votes were correct. It goes 2 copies, we send one to the election office and one to the governor's office.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. But everything is, they've ran all their numbers, they closed out this afternoon. As of 2 something this afternoon, they were done. So.
Nice.
So we'll get that resolution in the morning, and then if you'll come down and sign that.
I will.
Because I got to have that postmarked for tomorrow, by tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll leave it here. I may have to mail it off for you. I'm going to get admissions test at 8:30 performance place.
Well, I don't think Jay will have it to me by 8:30, will you?
Well, I'm going to try to get my computer working when I get home tonight.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Well, we didn't know if you did that.
I'll let you know.
All right.
Okay.
We might hit happy hour on the way home, you know, computer might not work. A lot of us have had that problem before.
Yeah.
Best thoughts of mine, you know.
I've got 2.
Happy hours?
No, 2. Oh. 2 laptops.
Oh, okay. So,
I have a backup.
I say, man, if you got 2 happy hours, you'd be lucky. I mean, most of us just lasted through 1 and Okay. Motion to accept.
The resolution, we accept the results of the resolution.
Yes.
The second?
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, cost of living. You're happy with where you're at? Jay, you're happy?
Yep.
Okay. Guess Scott's happy where he is. I suggest a 6% increase for Tina.
Wow. Okay. How much does that get me? Three more percent in Social Security.
Well, then they
take, I'm not on Social Security.
Then they take 8. Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Oh, I need a motion first.
Motion to approve?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, Scott's not here.
No, we know the repairs, right? So we know what happened out at the well.
Yeah.
We switched to West Jordan water for a while.
We know the cost of the wells and stuff.
Yeah, everything, all the costs.
Here's your repairs. Is the chlorine building and start replacing the hydrants in town. They're getting kind of old. Okay. New business, discussion only. Okay, well, we'll thank everybody for coming out, and we'll see you in January.
So we need to make sure that we do January 4th so we can swear in Leanne and yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. No problem. All right.
All right. January 4th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Dave, thank you.
Bruce's final hurrah, too, huh?
Yep. Here you go, Bruce. Thank you for serving.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, treats. I know there were 4 years. I enjoyed it when I was here.
Hey, where'd they cut this term short? Do we have to run again next year?